first one, Shalacha, when we said for the Anyan of reading Parashat Zachor, there we say you need a Gadol to read Parashat Zachor. He has to be Bar Mitzvah, and the Chata'ila, he has to bring two Sa'arot, which means he has to reach the age of physical maturity. And Nachama Avadia writes in Hazon Avadia Daf Chavtet, Na'ar shegi ata lebar mitzvah ve'rosel la'alot v'lekro parashat zachor. He's bar mitzvah, he wants to go up for the aliyah, he wants to read it. L'chateila en la'aloto ad sheyavi bet se'arot. He has to, l'chateila, we have to know that he is reaching the age of maturity in the physical form. Ela im ken yikra lo parashat zachor shliach sibur shu gadol mamash. Unless he just gets the aliyah, like we said, and then the hazan will read, and if the hazan is a gadol, then we have no problem. That's what Chaim Palachi writes in Sefer Hayim, in the name of Keren Shlomo. But b'di'abad, if he got up and he read Parashat Zachor, it's okay, because we have what's called hazaka of Rava. Rava said that there's a hazakah, that a child that reaches the age of 13, hazakah that he also has, two se'arot. And the poskim are lenient to rely on this hazakah, even in the mitzvah de'oraita. For example, let's say a child wrote a pair of tefillin after he was bar mitzvah, but you don't know if he brought two se'arot or not. And if a katan writes a pair of tefillin, it's pasul. You can rely on Rava even by de'oraitas and say the tefillin is kasher. So similarly, if you didn't know and he went up already and you don't know that he has two se'arot or not, you can rely on the hazakah and b'di'abad, the reading is kasher. But again, like a tahila, one should only send up a katan to read it, not a katan, a gadol, bar mitzvah, she'evi, se'arot.